Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Kalim Perichas Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schlas Asabas Rachol Shishib Zeichar Find Receive Gahal Gon Bikar of Mamish. Now the previous Mishnah we have learned that when we have a Kli Cheres and a Sheretz, for example, falls inside, even if it's just in the airspace, it's Metame not only the Kli but also food and drink that's inside, but it is not Metame a Kli which is inside. And we had given an example of a Kli which had a hole in it, and therefore, even though it's a Kli, since it has a hole in it, I'm in the middle of that means it doesn't have the shame Kli. It's not considered like a Kli. Therefore, if a Sheretz falls into the Kli, all the food in the oven Tame, and if a sheretz falls into the oven, food in the kli is tame. However, says this Mishnah, Haisa Shlema, let's say the kli, this kaveris, this wicker basket, it was inside the oven and its opening was outside the oven, or at least level with the opening of the oven. It was shalem, it was complete, and it did not have a hole in it. And v'china kupa, same thing with a kupa, which is basically a type of sack, or v'china chemes, same thing with a flask, which is usually made out of leather. So a sheretz b'saicha, there's a sheretz inside it, atan or tahar, the oven is tahar, and also a sheretz b'tanur. If there's a sheretz in the tanur, aichon shebesaicha taharin, food that's inside this container is tahar, because this would be a classic example of a kli which is inside a kli cheres. That kli does not become tame, because only food and drink that's inside the kli cheres become tame, not the kli. Now let's say nikavu, this kli that's inside the kli cheres got a hole in it, so it depends. If that hole is too small, then it's still going to retain its din as a kli. But if the hole is large enough, then it's going to lose its din of a kli, and then the tuma is going to go through it. That's what the Mishnah says, and we already know this from earlier in the Masechta. Ha'asui la'achal in shira b'zeisim. If this kli is meant for food, so then the hole it would have to get in order to be mevatel, nullified din of a kli would have to be the shear of a zayas of an olive, and also the mashkin. If this kli is meant for liquids, shear b'mashkin, the shear is liquids, meaning if it has a hole large enough that if it was now placed inside a bucket of liquid, the liquid would go inside this kli, so now it's not considered a kli anymore. And also l'kach l'kach, if it's made for both food and drink, matilin oisei l'chumroi, we go l'chumroi b'kindis mashke, the hole has to be big enough to allow liquid through, and that's not really such a big hole for sure when we're comparing it to the size of an olive, and then it would lose its din of a kli. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with a similar discussion, srida shinasun al pi hatanur. So srita is basically an earthenware tray, and that's placed right at the entrance of the oven, set a little bit into it. Means it's set a little bit into the oven, so for all intents and purposes, it's considered to be in the oven, and it doesn't have gapayim, it doesn't have a frame, which means it doesn't have walls, and that makes it a kli that does not have a base kibul. So sheretz b'saicha, if there's a sheretz on this tray, hatan or tame, the oven and everything inside is tame, and sheretz b'tanor, if there's a sheretz in the oven, eichon shebesaicha tameim, food that's on this tray are tame. Why is that? She'ain matzilim yad kli cheres elo kelim. The only thing saved from the tum of kli cheres is kelim. And since this is not considered a kli, because as we said, it doesn't have gapayim, it doesn't have a rim or a frame, so it doesn't have a base kibul, it's not considered a kli. It's just basically a flat piece of cheres, and therefore it has the same exact din as everything inside this oven. Now, a different situation. Chavez shimalei amashkin tahirin. We have a barrel that's full of tahar liquid, unesuna lamata menachushta shel tanur, and it's placed below the floor of a tanur. We mentioned something similar previously, where basically there's a hole in the ground, and tanur, the oven, is placed over that hole. And so over here, what's inside the hole? This chavis, this barrel that has liquid. And it's only the opening of the barrel, which is inside the oven, but the majority of the barrel is underneath the floor of the oven. It's in that hole in the ground. So a sheretz b'tanur, if there's a sheretz in the tanur, ha-chavis v'mashkin tahirin, the barrel and the liquid inside are tahar, that's because they're not considered to be in the oven. And the same the other way around. Ha-isa kafuya, let's say we have this barrel turned upside down, upia la'avir tanur, and its mouth is inside the airspace of the tanur. So a sheretz b'tanur, if there's a sheretz in the tanur, mashke tefech shebishulei ha-chavis, liquid which is still there on the bottom of the chavis, tahar, it's tahar, that's because this chavis is not considered to be in the oven. Even though the opening is in the oven, the majority of the chavis is out of the oven, so whatever's in the chavis is not tameh. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dal and Hey with more situations, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.